Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur.
What does a narcissist need? A narcissist seeks supply, attention in any way, shape, or form for sustenance to live. It's like the air they breathe. If you are seeking ways to detect a narcissist in your life, I will place additional resources in the description below. So what does a narcissist need? Today, we're going to talk about it.
Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time, I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur.
What does a narcissist need? Devotion and trust. A narcissist will share stories from their past, all for you to gain respect, trust, admiration in exchange for your relentless allegiance. They need you to be on their side to the eventual cost of your personal goals and aspirations. They need to know they come first, and everything else in your life does not measure up to their objectives and agenda. They seek you to defend them, even if they are wrong, with absolute, unwavering devotion. They want this extreme devotion to pale in comparison with every other priority in your life. They are, in essence, seeking to be worshipped. 2. Constant admiration. A narcissist seeks to be cherished, honored, respected as the ultimate authority and know-all in your life. Once a narcissist believes you trust them, they will take this to the next level and will seek out admiration, constant praise, attention, approval for you to go along with them. They need your commitment, and not only that, but need your genuine belief in them and to their mission. 3, power and control. A narcissist needs to overpower you, wear you down to decrease your strength emotionally, physically, relationally, financially, all of it. Different angles at the same time, so you will need them more and more. They are trying to build a constant reserve system to feed them supply. They need this notion that they are powerful and in control to feed their ego and grant them self-worth. Next, value and importance. A narcissist is looking to have merit, value, and be adept at something. If it's being adept at controlling you, great. That breeds value into their life. They will tell stories to inflate themselves and their importance to provide support for their fragile ego. 5, reaction. After a narcissist emotionally abuses or takes advantage of you in some way, A narcissist is looking for your strong reaction to their abuse. They receive glory from it on the inside that they have been powerful enough to cause you distress. At the same time, when you do react, they will use your reaction against you. Lastly, number 6, silence. A narcissist will try to control you by teaching you to be silent. If and when you choose to speak out and share the real story of abuse, the narcissist will penalize you heavily for this. They will turn your voice seeking for help and clarification on the relationship back around on you and will pull out the strings to defame you. They will teach you not to speak out again, or there will be hell to pay. They want you silent so that you can be controlled. It's all about narcissistic supply. It's the air they breathe. Everything is about this, one way or another. Learning what a narcissist needs to survive can be eye-opening, which can allow the truth of the matter to shine forth. Are there people out there that actually live and think like this? What do you think? Drop a note in the comment below. What has been your experience? Do you know anyone that carries these attributes? In the description, there are additional resources to assist, as well as my new release, Master Manipulators. Discover covert tactics narcissists devise to manipulate, deceive, and control, which you can get on Amazon. Please drop a comment, like, and subscribe. This is Lynn, signing off for now, and I'll see you in the next one. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I invite you to also visit our website at movingforwardafterabuse.com, subscribe to our Wake the Elephant YouTube channel, sign up to our email list, and take advantage of the resources we have on our site to assist you in recovering from a relationship with a narcissist, grew up in a dysfunctional narcissistic home, and or want to learn more to propel your healing journey to the next level. Drop us a review if you have enjoyed this episode on whichever platform you listen to. Consider supporting our podcast, and we will see you in the next episode. Take care for now. This is Lynn, signing off.